Youth ministers are often closer to future marriages than they realize. A youth minister may first meet a young person in middle school or high school. That student grows through Bible study, retreats, service projects, friendship struggles, dating conversations, purity questions, family pain, and faith formation. Years later, that same young adult may become engaged and ask, "Would you officiate our wedding?" That request is not random. It grows out of trust. This is why youth ministers are potential wedding ministers. They often walk with young people before dating, through relationship formation, into engagement, and sometimes into early marriage. They may already be doing the early work of marriage ministry without naming it that way. Deuteronomy 6:6-7 WEB says, "These words which I command you today shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children." Biblical formation is not limited to adults. God's people are called to shape the next generation in faith, love, obedience, and covenant life. Psalm 78:4 WEB says, "We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of Yahweh." Youth ministry is generational ministry. It helps young people understand who God is, who they are, and how to live before Him. That matters for marriage. A young man does not suddenly become a faithful groom on the wedding day. A young woman does not suddenly become a faithful bride when she walks down the aisle. The bride and groom bring years of formation into that sacred moment. They bring their family stories, fears, habits, desires, wounds, hopes, faith patterns, and expectations. The wedding minister must see the bride and groom as embodied souls before God. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer. Both are called to covenant faithfulness under Christ. Youth ministers can help prepare the soil long before the wedding. They teach young men that biblical masculinity is not domination, harshness, or sexual entitlement. They teach young women that biblical femininity is not fearful silence, self-erasure, or performance for approval. They teach both young men and young women to follow Christ with their whole lives. But let me be clear, being a youth minister does not automatically make someone ready to officiate weddings. A youth minister who becomes a wedding minister needs training, humility, oversight, biblical maturity, civil awareness, and role clarity. Wedding ministry is not merely standing on a platform and saying beautiful words. Wedding ministry serves the covenant. Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:12 WEB, "Let no man despise your youth, but be an example to those who believe, in word, in your way of life, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." That passage does not tell young leaders to demand authority. It calls them to become examples. A youth minister who wants to serve weddings should ask, "Am I an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity? Am I prepared to serve the couple, the families, the church, the civil responsibilities, and the covenant itself?" Wedding ministry is marriage ministry. So youth ministers, do not rush, but do not ignore the possibility either. God may use your youth ministry calling as preparation for a deeper marriage ministry calling. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant.